Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Bridging the gap between sight loss and fashion. Greetings everybody on VI Talk Podcast, it's Emily from fashionista.com and welcome back to the sixth and the final episode of VI Frontline 101, the series that I am hosting in order to give you guys some fashion and lifestyle advice for those situations in your life that might be a little bit more tricky and that I hope this series will help to combat that. So this is the final episode before the new series, which is going to be on Access to Mags. So I hope you enjoy this episode and you get something out of it. Now this episode is called the date night episode. Now the date night is probably one of those most challenging fashion situations that you will come across in your life if you haven't already, or if you have, I'm sure you know very much what I'm talking about. Now people who are going for a date, you know, whether they be a guy or a girl or whatever, it is very much a situation that can be tricky. It can be very nerve-wracking because you're meeting someone new, you're in a new situation, and you naturally want to look and feel your best, which is completely normal, and everyone understands that and accepts that, and I don't think anyone who, you know, was in that situation wouldn't understand. But the thing I usually get is kind of what to wear for it, what to buy for it, what kind of new thing to go out and get, and I think people always make that mistake. They always think that when they are going to be dressing for a date night situation that they have to buy something new, they have to, you know, go out and spend a fortune and kind of look, you know, absolute knockout, and they have to be totally different to what they usually would be, which is not really true, to be honest. The thing is, when you are on a date, you need to be confident. You need to be confident in yourself, and the way that you're going to achieve that is by having clothing that is classic, that you know suits you, that you know is comfortable, and that you know doesn't make you look or feel self-conscious or, you know, in your mind, silly. There are a few things that I would always advise you go out and buy new. There are some things that I would always say that you need to kind of always have stick to. I mean, why do you think people who are getting married are so nervous? Because they have to go out and buy a new dress. So they've never even worn it before. They don't even know if it's going to, you know, make them feel comfortable. And it is very, you know, nerve-wracking. So of course, the date night is the same sort of thing. But I have devised some tips for both guys and girls. I hope it's going to help you when you're in that situation. And, you know, with these tips, I hope that you can just pick out an outfit and then just go there, have fun, and just go there for the reason of meeting someone new and not worrying about whether your dress makes you look fat or whether it makes you look like you're trying too hard or whether you look like, you know, you've made too much of an effort and you're looking in your, you know, you might think you look desperate or whatever. I mean, this is not me kind of trying to make you feel that you probably do that, but I'm basically just saying that some people have said to me that they feel like this when they go on a date. So this is just my findings from my readers, what they have told me, and it's just something I've devised to help you guys. So we'll start off with the girls, because I'm a girl, of course, so this is what I know about mostly. So we'll start off with clothing. Now, I think personally, everyone should always plan around what the weather's going to be like, what, you know, place they're going to be going to, what they've got in their wardrobe already, what sort of, you know, what's in fashion as well. But just stick to what you know and stick to what things that suit you. But by this, I'm not saying that you can go there wearing a jeans and a hoodie. I mean, if it's going to be something really kind of, you know, mucky, you know, like go-karting maybe. But I think you do still have to be quite dressed up, but you can't look like you're trying too hard. And the way you do this is by picking out things in your wardrobe that you know people have complimented, but that don't, you know, that are comfortable for you. By this, I mean things like a really good pair of jeans, if you wear them a lot, if you have a pair of jeans that really suit your figure and kind of that are tailor-made to your figure and that will suit you. By this, I could also mean a dress that you always go for in a classic colour, whether it be a khaki coloured dress with gold accessories, whether it be the little black dress paired with a clutch bag and something nice that you like to wear, whether it be a certain blazer or blouse that you know really suits you, whether it be a certain statement necklace that you always like to wear, or a bangle, whatever it might be. I think you always have to have those aspects of your wardrobe that are classics and that are comfortable, because I think people who buy things that are new, they've never tried them before, and that they feel self-conscious or uncomfortable, they're going to be doing a lot of this, like hooking things up and you know shuffling around in the seat and trying to get comfortable, and it's just going to show to the person sitting next to you that you don't have self-confidence, which is not the image we want to try and convey here, is it? So I mean, I would also say that you should not go for anything really tight, that if you're not confident wearing tight fitting things already. I would personally, if I was going for a date night, I would always go for something like, say for instance, a tunic dress or something like that, or I'd always go for a jumpsuit. Jumpsuits are brilliant for date night situations. They are so nice, they are very comfortable, and you can get them in sizes and styles that will suit you. If you don't really like showing your legs off, or you don't really want to show your legs off at a certain time, they're great. You can get them for winter or summer or spring or autumn. They're a very versatile piece, and you can always trust that they will suit you. And the place that I've found at the moment that's doing a lot of good ones is Primark. I bought about 3 recently, and they're amazing, and they are really good. You can wear them with flats, you can wear them with heels, you can wear them with wedgies. They are so versatile and they are great, and you can pair it with a denim waistcoat or jacket for a bit more of a casual look, or you can, you know, have some really kind of classic jewellery or a statement necklace for a bit more of a dressed up look. Of course, like I said, it does depend on what you're doing. If you're going to do something like bowling or something like that, where you're going to be walking or doing a bit more physical exercise, you might need to wear something that's a little bit more, has a bit more give to it, and it's a bit more casual. Because I think the thing is, everyone thinks that they have to wear, you know, all of their best jewellery, all of their, you know, this, their, that, you know, the best high-heeled shoes, you know, really full-on makeup, really big hair. You can't have all of that. You know, I think the clothes can't wear you. You need to wear the clothes. So don't think that you need to be so flamboyant that the person can't see behind you and, you know, can't see you for who you are. I would also say go with the colour that really suits you. So if you've got a signature colour that you like to wear, go for it. You know, whether it be blue because it really suits your complexion or matches your eyes, go for it. If you like red because you're a bit adventurous, you know, go for your life. But just don't feel like you have to go out and spend a fortune and have to go to do a personal shopping thing and have to try and concoct this outfit that you meticulously plan, and that will be something new and it will just be completely alien to what you usually wear, because I would never advise anyone to do that. So, on to things such as makeup. Makeup, when you are going for a date night, you can be adventurous when it comes to makeup. If you're going for more of an understated look in your clothing, then I would say go for something quite sophisticated and sexy. Go for something that will suit you. I would say, you know, depending on what your skin is like, if you would want to go for a bit more of a dewy complexion foundation, go for it. If your skin's a bit more mature, or if you've got skin that's a bit more drier at that time, you might need to go for something like a liquid foundation. But if you want to do something like a nice vintage inspired look, or just something that's a bit more kind of like sophisticated and classic, then you might want to go for quite a matte foundation look, which is a good look too, if you want to go for that. But I would say in the winter that you need to moisturize up very well, because then it can make your skin really dry if you don't. Other things I would say is, people, you know, this is going to sound a bit strange, but I always say that one thing that guys notice is your lips and your teeth, because they're going to think about kissing you if they like you, aren't they? And they might, you know, they might be assessing that. You know, I think it's always important to have really kind of glossy lips that are quite healthy, so make sure you exfoliate them, whether it be with a toothbrush and, you know, brushing in circular motions to get rid of the dead skin, or with an actual lip scrub that you can buy, you know, places like Lush do them, or you can make your own, you know, with just some brown sugar and just some, you know, things like that. But I think it's really good to exfoliate your lips so you get more of a nice even coverage. Go for a lipstick that, you know, suits you. So I think lipsticks are so hard to, you know, to come by, or so hard to acquire successfully when you're visually impaired, because they can be very difficult to put on, and if you don't know what shade suits you, then it's a real fuss. So you might need to go and get assistance with this. You might need to go to an actual makeup counter and actually find out what shade suits you, because you know, some people don't realise, but certain reds won't suit a redhead person. Some reds won't suit someone who's blonde. You might need a shade that's got a bit more of an orangey pigment to it, or a bit more, one that's got more like blue red. There's so many different kind of shades in the kind of the chasm that you need to get advice on it. But you might not want to wear red. You might want to wear pink. You might want to wear a bit more of a coral colour. So it's really important to, you know, to go to somewhere like a counter, a makeup counter, whether it be in Debenhams or House of Fraser or Superdrug or Boots, wherever you need to go, and just say to the advisor what kind of look you're going for and what lipstick they think will suit you. And the things I'd say, I always say go for quite smoky eyes when you are going for a date night. I think smoky eyes look absolutely amazing. They are so classic and they are timeless, and if you do them right, they look so sexy. When it comes to eyeliner, it depends how confident you are. If you're not very confident with putting on eyeliner because of a visual impairment or whatever reason, or you're just not very steady with your hand, don't put it on, or get someone else to help you put it on, because eyeliner is so difficult to get off. It's so difficult to correct if you've done it wrong. And I should know, because I have had many faux pas of trying to put it on successfully and it's not gone very well. I would usually say liquid liners give you a better finish, but if you can't put on a liquid liner because it's too difficult, then don't use it. So use something like a pencil. Like, I always use a MAC one, that's really nice. I use a lot of Barry M ones. I've got a Barry M waterproof one that you might like to use, and they are really great. You know, I think if you're going to have a certain makeup look, depending on what you want, I think if you're going for something quite vintage inspired, then you might want to try something like Barry M or MAC, or you might want to try Naked, the Naked palette, I should say, by Urban Decay. I would personally advise that you go for certain ranges such as B Makeup in Superdrug. They've got some really great pieces that are quite watertight. They won't smudge very easily. They give you a nice finish and they're easy to use. I would also say get a good palette. I personally use the chocolate bar palette by Too Faced, and it's amazing. The colors blend really well and they're easy to use and they won't smudge very easily, so it is quite safe to use if you are getting ready for the date night on your own. Things like blushes, and I mean, people always say about putting contour in on when you're going for a date because it gives you that more of a sophisticated finish. Many of you don't know what contouring is. It's basically where you put a bit of like darker colour, like whether it be from a contour powder or from a natural like bronzer, they put a bit on your kind of your where your cheekbones are, to give you more of a defined look to your cheekbones. If you don't know what you're doing, don't put it on, because you might look like a chimney sweep, and I have done it before with certain contour powders and I don't look very nice because they've just gone wrong. So if you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. That's the fail-safe rule of date nights when you're getting ready. If you are not sure, then don't venture, because you might end up feeling really uncomfortable. The other thing I would say is, a lot of people that I know, when they're going for a date night, and this is in the kind of, you know, whether it be the fully sighted or the visually impaired community, they will go for false eyelashes. They will go for stick-on eyelashes for the date night, and it will be a really over-the-top look. And I personally, I don't advocate wearing them during the date night, because they can probably go very wrong. I have worn them in the past, and I have worn them to places like Warhorse. Now, this is not going to be the same kind of scenario, because in Warhorse, I was crying quite badly, because obviously it was quite sad, you know, and it was sad, but it was good sad, if you know what I mean. And it was, when I saw the ending, I got really upset, and, you know, I started crying, but then on the train home, my eyelashes fell off, because the glue had come unstuck. Yes, they did. Which was quite embarrassing, because there was loads of people on the train at this time, because it was a Friday night. So that was very embarrassing. So if you don't know how to put them on, or if you're worried about putting them on if they'll fall off, then don't do it, because I swear to God, it's the most embarrassing thing in the world to say, oh, I'm sorry, my eyelash just fell off. Let me turn around while I try and stick it back on. It's so bad. So just be careful. The other thing I would say, now moving on to hair. Now, when you know this or not, actually, you can tell a lot about a person's health and a lot about them as a person, kind of physically, through their hair, because your hair gives you a medical profile. You know, you can look at the hair follicle and you can see your health. If it's quite nourished and healthy looking, then that will give you an indication of how healthy you are. And if it's quite dry and brittle, it will give an indication that you're not, you know, quite a healthy person. And this might be something to look out for, because when you're going for a date night, I would always say you need something that's quite glossy, that makes your hair look quite luscious and healthy and full of life. So whether you need to go for something like a leave-on conditioner or a bit of detangling spray or some hair oil or something like that to give it that more of a silky look, then I would advise it. I would not advise you go for anything too over the top with your hair. I think, you know, your hair should be quite, it should have bounce to it. It should have a lot of healthy luster to it. It should look quite shiny, you know, whether you want to do something quite, you know, a little boho updo, whether you want to do something like a loose curl, or whether you want to do something like a tiny bit of a 60s kind of, you know, beehive on top, whatever like that. But I think don't worry about too much about trying to make a massive statement with your hair. I think your hair should just be, you know, you should just condition it really well, use something that you know works really well for your hair, whether it be a Moroccan oil, whether it be, I don't know, like a leave-in conditioner that you like. I personally would always go for a Lush one. I use the Retread one by Lush because it's really good for giving your hair that moisture. Or something else I would say, if you know that you're going to be getting your hair cut soon and you're going for a date within the next few weeks, hold fire until you're going for a date, and then you can have your hair cut of the day of your date, and then it will just look lovely for when you go in the evening, which is always a good thing because then you don't have to worry about styling your hair, you just have to worry about your clothes and makeup. Other things I would say, moving on to accessories. Now, accessories and footwear and all these kind of things, I think you should always have a pair of shoes that you know are comfortable. Because, you know, the worst thing is if you try to shuffle into a restaurant, if you've got really kind of poorly fitting shoes, all the shoes that you're wearing hurt. It's just not a very attractive look. And, you know, whether you need to wear, if you need to wear flats, don't worry about it. Because people go, oh, you know, you need to wear heels, blah, blah, blah. If you don't want to wear them, don't worry about it. Or wear wedges instead for a kind of a bit more of an easy option. Wear a bit more like a block heel or a chunkier heel if you're a bit unsteady, if you're not used to wearing heels. And, you know, just do things that are just going to make your life easier. But don't feel that you have to do a certain thing because people say you need to do it. Also, I would say, you know, always go for accessories in that sort of colour that suit what you're wearing. So I never say, you know, if I'm going to be doing a date night, I would always say that you should go for a simple look with your jewellery. You should go for one particular pigment. You should go for either gold or silver or bronze or something like that, or black. You should always go for one kind of statement colour with your jewellery. So if you're going to be wearing something like a lot of khaki, you would need to wear gold. If you're wearing black, you can wear either like gold or silver. If you're wearing blue, you might want to go with silver because it will match the colour. You know, and I think in that situation, you just need to have something that gives you a bit more of a uniformity to what you're wearing, to just make it all marry in together and just make it look really classic and not too loud and over the top. That's what I would always say when it comes to that kind of thing. But of course, you might have really favourite pieces of jewellery that go with it. So I'd say always go for something that you know is a classic and that suits you and that you love, and always go for pieces that you don't get to wear that often. You know, whether it be a big statement ring, because I love statement rings and I'm all for them, whether it be a certain statement necklace with like a nice black dress, just go for something that you like and that, you know, makes you feel confident, because that's the thing. You know, you need to feel confident, you need to feel comfortable and happy with what you're wearing, but you just don't want to go feeling too over the top or like you're self-conscious about yourself because of what you're wearing and you're not too sure whether it suits you or not. Now, another thing I would always say is that you should always go with a really nice perfume. Don't go with anything too strong. Don't go with anything too kind of, you know, that sickly if you don't think it suits your pH balance of your skin when you spray it on. I mean, I always go for ones that are quite woody or quite have a bit of a scent to it, like something like tonka bean or vanilla, or quite a nice undertone to it. So, you know, I don't go for anything too citrusy for date nights. I go with something quite classic and, you know, that's kind of from the woody / the spice family. So, like, I would always go for like Jo Malone Blue Agave, which has a lot of, it's got like a tonka bean like undertone to it. Or I would go for something like Blackberry and Bay by Jo Malone, because it's inspired by woodland walks and it's quite a natural scent. It's not too overpowering. But I mean, whatever you personally like, whatever kind of classic fragrance that you have in your collection that you know is not too strong but that really kind of suits you and that you like, go for that. I would always say that you need something that suits you and that is not too overpowering, and it's not going to kind of, you know, over you're not going to, you know, in a nice way, you're not going to be able to smell it as you walk in. It's just something that's kind of, you know, when you get within a certain few kind of steps of you, you can smell it, but you can't smell it the minute you bustle into the restaurant or to the bowling alley or wherever you want to go. Other things I'd say, this might sound quite gross, but for both boys and girls, if you're listening, I'd say that you really need to go quite strongly on the deodorant, because you might be nervous, which is perfectly normal. You might be sweating a bit, but you don't want to smell like you are. So please always go for lots and lots of deodorant. Be quite generous, and, you know, don't worry about it if you kind of have put loads on. But it's just, the important thing is that you're not sweating, because that is not quite, that's not a very attractive trait, if you know what I mean. So now I'm going to move on to the boys. Now, guys, I think when you are going for a date night, I think you kind of have the same trepidations as girls do as well. You're kind of worried about what you're going to wear, even if you don't want to admit it, you are. Let's just be honest about that, because it's just a new experience for you as well, and you want to make a good impression, which is totally normal and understandable. So I think it's fair to say that you should also go for things that suit you and that make you feel comfortable and that are classic and are not too overpowering, but still kind of keep an aspect of your essence and your style, and that articulate how, you know, you as a person. So whether you want to go for something like a suit, if you like that kind of thing, if you're going to a certain thing like a dinner, whether you want to wear a nice pair of jeans that suit you and a shirt kind of that's casually kind of rolled up sleeves and, you know, not too over the top, or whether you want to wear, if you're a bit younger, something like a nice, you know, vintage inspired graphic print tee, if you like that kind of thing, with a smart pair of Converse. It really just depends on kind of what your personal preferences are and what you like and what kind of, where you're going again, and, you know, what the weather's going to be like. I'd also say that you, one thing that I kind of annoys me sometimes is that, you know, little things matter. Little things really, really, really matter. So I would always say that go for an aftershave that's not too overpowering and it's not too sharp, because some people just douse themselves in it and it's just like you don't need that much, only a small amount. I'd also say that go and get your hair trimmed if you're due for it. Always make sure that you are clean shaven if you, you know, if you've got a beard, fair enough, but, you know, or a moustache, whatever you like to have, but make sure that you're kind of, you're neat and clean shaven, because one thing as a girl I can say I don't like is kissing someone when they are bristly, because it feels very horrible and it just puts the image of cat weasel in my mind. So please, please make sure you've shaved well. That is an absolute must, I think, for many, many, many girls, if, you know, you don't have a beard, or if you're kind of like, if you shave. Something else I would say is that make sure you book up to have your eyebrows trimmed, because girls do notice it. Make sure that, you know, you give your teeth a deep clean. If you're due to go and have an appointment with your hygienist, go for one. It's also really important, I think, this is something I would say for both boys and girls. A lot of people don't actually think about this, but if you are a smoker and the other person is not, you know, I'm not, you know, saying, I'm not advocating whether, you know, whatever, but I think if you are a smoker, then fair enough. But just make sure that you kind of, you've cleaned, you know, you've rinsed your mouth out properly, and you've used some kind of, like, mouthwash and kind of, you know, breath neutralizers before the date night, because if you want to kiss the person, they might not really want to smell, you know, the smell that you have after you've smoked. I mean, I think I don't mind whether people want to smoke or not, but all I'm saying is that the person you might be going on a date with might not particularly like the smell, and if they don't, then you should just be a bit considerate for things like that. Other things I would say is always go for kind of, you know, when you're going for a kind of a date, I'd also say don't go for anything too constricting or anything that makes you feel like conscious, because you'll start to show it in your body language and the other person will pick up on that. And it's just always important to just feel comfortable and confident in the skin you're in, really, and just have some fun, and that's what you're there for. It's just a case of going there to meet the person, and you don't need to be, you know, worried or have trepidations about, you know, whether they're going to like you or not, because you're just meeting the person initially. And I think if you just, you know, follow the rules and just go for something that suits you, but that is not, you know, doesn't speak about you before you have a chance to, if you understand what I'm saying. So always go for things that show a bit of your personality, but don't override it, or don't kind of dress you in a sense. You have to wear the clothes, they can't wear you. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode of VI Frontline 101 today and have got some advice and ideas about dressing for the date night. Just remember, don't worry, have fun, enjoy yourselves, you're only young once, and just have a blast, and really, really, really remember that you are going there to you know, have a new experience and to meet someone new, and that's what it's all about. So thank you so much for taking part and listening to this 6-episode series. I've really hoped you enjoyed it, and don't forget that there'll be a new series coming up soon called Access to Mags, where I'll be telling you all about the latest gossip from magazines for fashion and beauty and how you can recreate your own looks but in an accessible way for people who've got sight loss. And with that, I will see you all very soon. Goodbye, everyone.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.